The Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're broadcasting live from Park Rapids, the Armory Square in downtown Park Rapids, in the woods and waters of north central Minnesota, gateway to the headwaters of the Mississippi River. Our show is made possible in part by the taxpayers of Minnesota through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. One of the best things about living in northern Minnesota is that we're right along the migratory superhighway of all manner of beasts and fowl. Every new season brings a swirling vortex of life and death, growth and decay. It's fall now. Many of the birds have already left, with more packing their feathery bags as we speak. Fall is indeed a time of great change in the animal kingdom, as you might recall from the story of the grasshopper and the ant, the grasshopper who wanted to play while the ant prepared for winter. Well, we'll see that story retold now with another performance from the Great Northern Radio Players.
Live from Lost Big Field of Grass, this is KBUG, Grasshopper News Now with Bob Calafera and Tracy Legs.
Good evening, Grasshopper Nation. I'm Tracy Legs.
And I'm Bob Calafera. Our top story tonight, no end in sight for the unremitting cycle of eating and mating that began 3 weeks ago. Top grasshopper scientists are now saying that they believe this party will never end.
That's right, Bob. And those scientists would have published their results, but the press conference got really crazy and the only known copy of the study was used as a bed.
Were you there?
Oh, yeah. And my ovipositor is still throbbing.
So, do scientists make good lovers?
Well, you know, I'm not even really sure that guy was a scientist, but hey, who cares?
Well, I was on the other side of the field, filing our next story. Food. There's enough to last forever, and anyone who doubts this indisputable fact needs to stop harshing our buzz. I'm serious, Tracy. I started eating shortly after my early morning random mating with a stranger. I ate a whole blade of grass, nearly twice my body weight, by noon, and there was still grass as far as my compound eyes could see.
Was it crowded?
Oh, packed. I brought the kids, so there's 876 right there, plus the stepkids. That's somewhere north of 11,000.
Oh, Bob, you didn't get married again, did you?
I think so. It's hard to tell. Anyway, lots of grass.
That's fantastic. Well, we turn now to our man in the sky, Jimmy Jump, with the traffic report. Jimmy, where are you now?
I'm 300 feet above the field looking down at the wildest party of the year, 2014. Yo, this crazy bug ain't never gonna stop.
Jimmy, Tracy and I were wondering how we were so high in the air given the relatively small size of your wings, which we grasshoppers use predominantly to create sound in order to attract mates.
You wouldn't believe it, Bob, but so there I am, eating and mating at the same time like a boss. Woo-hoo! It couldn't be going any better when all of a sudden, whoosh, this big bird picks me up in its party talons.
Party talons?
If I'm there, it's a party, baby. Woo-hoo!
So you're okay. I've never been picked up by a bird. Sounds kind of scary.
Yeah, never better. That last party was so awesome that if someone's picking me up, I must be going to the best party ever. Keep rolling, 2014. Woo! Don't wait up. We're almost to... Dude, watch it for that beak.
Sounds like he's living the dream, Bob.
Sure does. Time now for the Grasshopper Showbiz Report.
Well, the ice capades came to the field this week. Early yesterday morning, a thin layer of some kind of icy substance was all over the ground. Some grasshoppers started doing axles and spins, and before you knew it, there was music and costumes, too. Just look at that video. Oh,
such form. Look at them go. The ball of light in the sky that provides energy and heat for all grasshoppers has been experimenting with some darker material lately, rising later and setting sooner than before. Experts say that it's just a phase, an experimental album before the heat ball goes back to playing the hits we all love. Titles like Heat, Hot, Sizzle, Hotsy Totsy, and Nuclear Fusion.
That's right. And finally, the sudden disappearance of other insects like mosquitoes, horseflies, and beetles has critics in total agreement. We're just too cool for other species to handle.
Grasshoppers rule.
They sure do, Bob. That's it for the entertainment report.
Yes, and while we'd love to end the show right there, our final segment is part of our legal requirement to share alternative viewpoints on the airwaves of Lost Big Field of Grass. It's a segment we call Buzzkill.
Buzzkill.
Here for a rare interview, though maybe not rare enough, the queen of the ants in the big hill on the edge of the field. Hello, queen.
I am the queen. It is customary for me to be addressed as your majesty.
Well, that ain't happening, lady. So listen, you and the ants have been yapping about something called winter. Sounds like an alarmist left-wing plot to me.
I shed both of my wings years ago when I founded my colony. No, what we ants are doing is preparing for the inevitable winter.
Winter? Never heard of it. And I'm at least 5 days older than Tracy, which is why she won't mate with me.
Well, your parents must have known winter. What did they teach you?
I have parents? I thought I was all alone. Why did I wake up alone?
Oh, Bob.
Why did it happen that way?
There. Shh. Now, why did you go and bring that up? You know it upsets him.
It should. Winter is coming. The science is very clear.
There you go with your science again. Mm. Tracy, didn't that bug you bagged at the press conference have some kind of fancy science saying there was no winter?
He died?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mark my words, grasshoppers. Your time will come. Prepare or beware.
Well, there are two sides to every issue. The science is inconclusive. Well, thanks for watching Grasshopper News Now. I'm Bob Califera.
And I'm Tracy Legs. Good night, Lost Big Field O' Grass. Keep it rockin', Grasshopper Country. Hey, is it getting cold in here? It feels cold.
I don't own any pants.